School is back in session in many parts of the country, and educators are learning what's working and what's not in real time. At Mount St. Mary's Academy, it's a private Catholic school in the Sierra Nevada foothills, Principal Edie Wood has been experimenting with in-person learning by bringing in just a few kids at a time on campus. The school has been in session for about 2 weeks now, and Principal Wood joins us now via Skype from Grass Valley, California, about lessons learned so far. Principal Wood, welcome.
Thank you, Tanya, for having me here today.
Yes, so you all have spent the summer coming up with plans on how to bring students and staff back into the building. You've done your assessments, you've had students pick out lockers and all of those things. Why did you decide in-person learning was the way to go?
You know, students need to be on campus. They need to see their teachers. They need to have that in-person instruction. They need that socialization with their friends. And for families, you know, it's a struggle. You know, they're trying to work and support their families. And many families really struggle with doing the distance learning. So we felt like this was something that was really important for our families and our community.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has offered guidance for schools reopening this fall. They're suggesting things like masks and testing. Tell us a little bit more about what you all are doing to prepare students and keep them safe.
Yes. So in April, we had our first version of our protocols in place, and that was in consultation with the CDC and our local county public health officials. And so we put together those plans that really focus on, you know, hygiene, social distancing, and doing temperature checks when students and families enter the building, you know, disinfecting as we go throughout the day. So there's a very intentional effort in our protocols to keep the teachers and the students and families healthy and safe.
And in true form, we can hear the school sounds behind you. I can hear your phone ringing. That's a principal's phone ringing for sure. You have about 160 students in your school, so it's not a huge amount of kids. But can you talk a little bit more about the lessons you've actually learned in the last 2 weeks that you're taking into the school year? What's working and what's not? Because we can all lay out plans, but the best made plans, you know, they can often change once you put them in practice.
Right. Definitely as a staff, at least once a week, but we meet a lot more than that. So we'll have a meeting and we'll come up with some really great plans and ideas and then maybe make some changes. So because we've had students on campus for the last 2 weeks, the time that it takes to take temperature checks and then document those temperatures, that's taking us a little bit of time just using and getting an accurate read on the digital thermometers. It's been good to put those things in place so that, you know, when we welcome everyone back on campus on the same day, we've worked through some of those logistics.
You know, we've been hearing this week, though, that schools across the country that have offered in-person learning have reported an uptick in COVID-19 cases. I think somewhere upwards of 2,000 folks now quarantined, children and adults. Are you concerned at all about the spread of COVID from classrooms?
I think the whole country is worried about that. But we do feel like because we're a small school, we have really nice, great big windows. We have nice big outdoor spaces for students, and we've really put a lot of thought into the direction students are coming in and out of classrooms, sanitizing. We've been able to distance our desks and make plans for spreading out our recess time, our lunch time. We've actually built in an extra play time in the afternoon for the younger grade students. So we really have spent a lot of time at looking at the school day and trying to figure out what's the best way to keep everyone safe. And our families feel very confident in what we're doing, that we're trying to do our best to be safe.
Are you prepared to pivot if that changes?
We do have distance learning plan, a handbook that's already in the works. We're just sort of in our final edits of that. And we have been surveying the families also to look at, you know, their connectivity. Grass Valley's, well, like most, a lot of places in our country, internet isn't always stable. So we've already, you know, looked at those plans and already created a handbook for distance learning.
What advice would you have for other educators who are working through their plans or parents as they're considering whether or not to send their children back to school for in-person learning?
I just think that in all of our communities, it's really important that we look at how we can best support families. I hope that we can all work together as a community to make that happen.
That's Principal Edie Wood talking with us about her school's reopening plan for in-person learning. Principal Wood, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.